96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we begin the first of two discussions on cancer in the Black community. Tomorrow, we will talk about breast cancer. But this is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and tonight we are focusing on prostate cancer. My guests are Dr. Chiladam Ahagotu. He is Chief of Urology at Howard University Hospital. Leo Bowman and Jerry Bembry, both prostate cancer survivors. They're here in studio with me. And now is the time, men, to get your questions answered. All of those uncomfortable questions, all of those uncomfortable issues, the serious issues. We have survivors here who are going to be very candid about their experiences and how important it is for you to be checked. We have a doctor here, of course, to talk about anything that you need to talk about related to prostate cancer. The lines are open. Please give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gents, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. Ahagotu, let's talk a little bit about just how serious prostate cancer is. And the reality is that, you know, we are, you know, talking about men that don't have the best track record when it comes to following up on their health issues, whatever they are. But this is some critical stuff here.
Absolutely. And Harold, it's always great to be here.
Always good to see you, too.
On the air. Prostate cancer still remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the United States, and it still remains the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths, only second to lung cancer. But I think that what's really getting to be an issue in the United States is all of the discussion about whether or not men should be getting screened for prostate cancer. There's a lot of debate as to whether or not that should be happening. And the one thing I want to say right now is that men of African descent, particularly African American men, are 60% more likely to get prostate cancer and three times more likely to die from prostate cancer. And so the conversations are not really around risk factors for prostate cancer. They're more around who should be getting screened and who shouldn't be getting screened. And I think that that is a bit of an issue.
Why do you believe that this is such a critical issue for Black men?
Well, the main issue is that most of the studies that were used to make the recommendations about not screening in the general population were studies that were done on predominantly Caucasian populations. And so the two studies, both one was done in the United States and one was done in Europe, had less than 2% African-American men in those studies. And so their conclusions really are not applicable to African-American men. And that is the concern.
Mm. Let me start with Leo. Leo, you are 78. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You're 78 years old. Briefly, explain to me, you know, when were you diagnosed and how did you realize that there was an issue?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely.
I was diagnosed in 2003, but prior to that, I was getting a physical. I retired in 1996, and I was getting a physical exam at the federal agency that I was working for every 2 years. If you were over 35, they gave you an exam, and that included the PSI exam and the DRI exam. And I thought that I was in the best of health because I was getting checked on a routine basis. However, in 2003, my primary care physician, Dr. Robert Williams, who's also here at Howard University, during one of my tests he felt a polyp.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggested that maybe I should see a urologist and have a further diagnosis.
Let me interrupt you there, because you mentioned two terms, and I know there are some people who are listening or are saying, now, what kind of test did he have Dr. Aha go to? Can you help us with that?
Sure. Mr. Bowman's talking about the PSA blood test, which is a simple blood test that all men get when they're getting screened for prostate cancer. And the other is a digital rectal exam, DRE. And that's the finger exam that a lot of men are averse to getting done. But the DRE and the PSA are the two components of screening.
And he said that a doctor felt a polyp. When you do, the exam with the finger, what are you feeling for?
So you're feeling for any irregularities or lumps on the prostate. So I think what Leo is talking about is a polyp, which is kind of a lump on his prostate.
Right.
And that's what Dr. Williams must have felt. And then he referred him to me for further evaluation.
Now, that's what Dr. Williams felt. But did you feel anything? Did you know? Did you feel any discomfort?
Absolutely.
Did you have any other issue?
I had absolutely none. And when the further diagnosis of the polyp is when I found out that it was cancerous. And then that was the tough part, finding out that I had prostate cancer. Because then I was presented with several options. And all of the options that I was presented with, I went online and I studied and read a lot. I talked to a lot of friends who had prostate cancer who also were survivors. Some were older than me. Some were younger than me.
I need to stop you there because I've got to take a break. There's a lot of information that I'm sure that you have also. We also need to hear from Jerry, your fellow cancer survivor here. And I also want to get to those phone calls. So if you have a question, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Hey, look, how often do you have a chance to talk to a doctor for free? Take the opportunity to do it now. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're focusing on prostate cancer tonight as part of a two-day focus on cancer in the Black community. My guests are Dr. Chiladom Ahagotu. He is Chief of Urology at Howard University Hospital. Leo Bowman and Jerry Bembry, both prostate cancer survivors. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Leo, I'm going to let you finish your story. And Jerry, I promise I will get to you. But I want to make sure that we get a call in or two, because I want to make sure that we get as much information out as we can. And I will be taking all phone calls tonight. Angelo, calling from White Plains. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a quick comment in regards to prostate exam. I know when I turned 40, I was getting a physical exam every year. And then my doctor, after a couple of years, says, hey, you're fine. You're doing good. Just come every 2 years and we'll run the test again. I guess my question would be, in terms of frequency, going every year, getting a prostate exam over the age of 40, how does lifestyle, in terms of some of the foods that we're eating, processed, fast foods and lifestyle, how does that come into play in terms of the actual prostate cancer and possibly bringing it on?
Well, let me take that, and then I want to get a comment also from our prostate cancer warriors in here, because I'm sure that they've maybe modified their lifestyle based on their diagnosis. But, Angelo, there is, from a scientific standpoint, there is some data showing us that certain types of diets seem to decrease your risk of developing prostate cancer. There's what they call the Western diet, which is what we all kind of consume. That's diets that are rich in the saturated fatty acids, you know, red meat, a lot of those fatty foods and burgers and stuff like that. And then there's what they call the Mediterranean diet, which is what you see in a lot of the Middle Eastern countries and Mediterranean and even Southeast Asia. that all have very low incidences of prostate cancer. And those diets involve a lot of the omega fatty acids. So
nuts and nuts, for example.
Nuts and olive oil-based products and a lot of the antioxidants like lycopenes, which is found in tomato-based products and soybean-based products. So there are definitely prostate-healthy diets out there. And you should really explore that, both if you've been diagnosed and maybe even if you haven't been diagnosed.
Jerry, quickly, how has your diet changed, if at all, since you've gone through this health issue?
Yeah, I've made some adjustments. I had surgery to have my prostate removed, but I have made adjustments in my lifestyle and my diet, more fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, and just stay away from fried food. So it's, just to make those adjustments and just eat a lot healthier. That's what I'm trying to do.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I was diagnosed in 2011, and I had been getting a PSA test every single year. And between 2010 and 2012, I didn't get a test. And my brother died of prostate cancer in 2010. My brother-in-law was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2011. And at the age of 49, I realized I missed a year, so I went and got tested, thinking that it was going to come back normal. But my PSAs had doubled in 2 years, and doctors always speak to you about doubling rates and the dangers of that. And so I had to take the PSA test again, and it was still doubled. So I went in and had a biopsy, and that's when they discovered I had prostate cancer.
I want to talk to you more about that, not only your experience medically, but also want to find out, kind of what was going on in your head, both of you, how you dealt with issues of intimacy, how you moved through the recovery, how long it took, how you're feeling now, and the message that you want to deliver tonight to those men that are questioning exams and other information. A lot of stuff to get to tonight. So if you were on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I will take your phone calls. Now, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on prostate cancer from our survivors and our medical expert. Stay with us.